when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody out there, all of you wonderful Blood River Radio family. We absolutely love you out there. We certainly do. We do this just for you. We have a great program tonight. There's two men in the world that I have probably as my favorite guest on the show, and one of them is on tonight. It's the one and only Dr. Hill. He's going to be on with us for the first hour, and he's one of the few people that can put out the napalm to the level I like to put it out. But he's going to be on with us tonight. But before we go to Dr. Hill, I'll just say it is, like you didn't know, it's July the 9th in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty. He's Jesus Christ. Jesus, that is the only name under the sun which man can be saved. And that's true. And we're getting ready to go to the prayer, but I'm really bad about being forgetful. So I'm going to mention these two people that are really special. I'm dedicating this show tonight to the Sasquatch down in Florida. The Sasquatch knows who he is. He has kind of a sensitive job down there. So if our Hebrew buddies found out where he was, there would be no more job. Well, listen, I hope he doesn't mind me telling you people. He has cancer. And I know it's a very disturbing thing. I've been through that with my loved ones. But if you will, please pray for the Sasquatch. God knows who he is. You don't even have to. God can read your mind. He doesn't need you to tell him his name, but please pray for the Sasquatch that his treatment will go good and he'll get over that cancer. Also, on one of our other buddies, I'm going to go out on a limb and say his name is Bob Scarborough. He has cancer of the throat. I was talking to him today. He's the good sailor. He's one of the good sailors with the Liberty Veterans Association. He called me today, and he told me that, actually, one day last week, he said, if they find a spot, there's a little spot on his seventh rib on the right-hand side. If they're going to go there and do a biopsy, I didn't know the date, I think the 16th. If that's malignant, he says it's a bad juju. It'll mean that he's the fourth stage of cancer. So please pray for Bob Scarborough. And no, once again, we're dedicating this show tonight to the Sasquatch in Florida. Great guy. And people, since you know this is a Christian show, we don't do jack without saying a prayer here. And we have our all-time favorite prayer person, and his name is none other than Dr. Michael Hill. He's been the leader of the South for, I think, 27, 28 years. But anyway, Dr. Hill, tell the audience hello, whatever you want to do, and then lead us in prayer if you don't mind, brother.
I certainly will. Thank you, Eddie, for having me back on. And I appreciate the opportunity to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for yet another day and another opportunity to stand as your warriors in this fight against evil. We pray that you will equip us to be your good and faithful and victorious servants. Give us wisdom. Give us courage, give us strength and resources to stay in the field against this enemy until this enemy is completely routed and destroyed. Now we pray that you will forgive us of our many sins against you and against one another. Help us, Lord, to prevail in this day of evil. Take us through the chaos to the peace and prosperity that we want to see for our people on the other side. And we pray that you'll bless this radio show and our time on it today. And we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Hill, I always get chills every time you pray. Man, what a prayer warrior. I know it was, I've said it many times, but it needs to be said again. When we were in Charlottesville, back in the August of 2017, it was August the 12th. Matter of fact, our Charlottesville show is coming up pretty soon. We may have to go. It may have to go over two shows because there's a lot of people we need to get in, some that I didn't know until to this year. Well, until I went down to down there to Pine Level last year. I met some of the great guys down there. Ran Owen for one of them, and you know, Mark Tummy. Just lots of great people down there. I'm so glad I got to meet them. But we'll have that show. And anyway, we'll have that special show coming up, people. But anyway, Dr. Hill, before we left, what I like to call the compound there, going into Charlottesville, that faithful day. Doctor, we didn't make a move. We didn't go one foot until Dr. Hill led us in prayer. And if anybody with any sense at all knows, that's what saved us from getting so many people killed. Because God was definitely with us that day. I mean, you have no idea what it was like. It was really bad. I know Dr. Hill can second that motion, but anyway, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, you had to be there. You had to be there, as they say, you know.
I'm telling you.
You had to be there.
We had, you know, armed police. They looked like Star Wars people. We had the cops, you know, the National Guard, the Highway Patrol, and they were all against us. We had screaming, howling mobs of Negroes and wannabe Negroes and Antifa and Jews and wannabe Jews, just the whole nine yards. The only thing we didn't have there, I think, was Satan himself. And for all I know, he might have been there.
Hey, he was there. I think I saw him.
Well, I'll tell you what, we kicked his butt too that day. To quote Matt Goodwin. Oh, go ahead, Doc. Go ahead, Doctor.
No, I was just going to say that, I've had a lot of people, you know, question our having been there, but let me tell you all this. You know, you pay a price for taking a stand, and you take a calculated risk sometimes, but you don't have sometimes one chance to do something. And if you pass that chance by, it's gone forever, and there won't ever be another one. Those of us who stood, marched down East Market Street in Charlottesville on that fateful day in August of 2017, We were there to show the whole world that there were a group of men and women, Southerners mainly, who would stand up in the streets of a Southern city. And yes, Charlottesville may be taken over by the enemy, but it's still in the South, and it will be reclaimed along with everything else. We stood in the streets, marched in the streets of that Southern city, in opposition to communism. On the street level, shoe leather. You know, this was not done at a computer behind, in front of a computer screen.
Amen.
This was not done virtually. This was done in real life. Real shoe leather walking down that street, East Market Street, and right into those people who impeded our way into that park. And I would go back and do that again and again and again, because you sometimes only have one chance to do something, and this was our chance, as I said, to face down and oppose communism in the streets of a Southern city. And how many people can say honestly that they've ever done that? It's something that everybody that participated in that ought to take with them to their grave as an emblem of great pride.
Amen. I tell you what, that was one of the highlights of my life. It really was. The only thing I regret, and I was telling Rand about this not long ago, the only thing I regret about the whole trip is I didn't get to go into the torchlight parade that night. God almighty, I would love to do that. I would love to have a torchlight parade, just like my good buddy Adolf Hitler used to have, you know, at Nuremberg. And they used to have these giant, you know, torchlight parades, thousands and thousands of people. I vision those days coming when we can do that. But, you know, and I've said this 100 times, but it needs to be said, of all the organizations I know that were there, there was a lot of them. I can't even name them all. But the League of the South is the only one that didn't tuck tail and squat and pee in their pants and run for the high grass. You know, so many of these so-called outright sissy boys, so many of them just wet their pants, and they, you can't even find them now. All their organizations folded. They won't even return our phone calls here because they're scared absolutely crapless. But anyway, Dr. Hill, it's just this, that Charlottesville is really heavily on my mind, because I know it sure is yours too, because it's not that far away. I wish we could go back someday and just absolutely. And one more thing I want to say, what Matt Goodwin said. He said, we marched over the scum going in, and we marched through them coming out, and we kicked butt. We really did. And we got scarred. We got bloody. But I tell you what, I think we gave better than we took.
Well, listen, that's what you always want to do. You always want to know you let your enemy know that you've been there. And, look, you know, over the past 5 years, we as an organization have been beaten, bruised, and bloodied. But let me tell you this, we're still fighting, we're still in the fight, and every day we grow stronger. Every day that passes, we grow stronger. And, you know, we're going to look back on this one of these days, like my friend David Duke said, and look at it as a sort of Thermopylae, if you will. Everybody saying that, you know, this was a great defeat, you know, that we had that day because of all the subsequent things that have happened in the court system and otherwise. So we still have several political prisoners. But anybody who mentions the term Thermopylae, who knows anything about ancient history, doesn't do it in a negative light. Yeah, you know, the 300 Spartans were all killed by the Persians, you know. But, I mean, how are those men remembered? They're very well remembered. And Dr. Duke said that we may look at Charlottesville and symbolically that way one of these days.
I say amen. And with that, Dr. Hill, I don't know if you can hear the music. We have to go to a break. But I tell you what, those Spartans did not turn tail and run. And, people, you've been listening to the one and only Dr. Hill, director of the League of the South for many, many years. And we'll be right back to Dr. Hill as soon as this commercial break's over. Hang on, folks.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had lessons.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, God bless y'all. We got the best people on this show, the best guests, the guests, best partners, the best listeners. I mean that because I'm going to tell you what. I would have run out of money a long time ago without you people out there that are supporting this show because, and I'm not tooting my horn, and I hate an arrogant son of a bitch, and I don't want to ever get arrogant and full of myself. Now, I will admit, I look to my right, and I see two awards I got from the League of the South. I hope God forgives me because, you know, God hates a proud look. The Israelis were ancient Israelites were you know they were stiff necked people. I don't want to get that way. I don't want God to have to punish me, but I will have to say, I take one hell of a lot of pride get these awards. Last year I got the Robert E. Lee Award at the League of the South, and this year I got everybody knows the general, the only general, Nathan Bedford Forrest, get there with the most award. I wouldn't take that for nothing. And I got to brag one more time. All three of our people on Blood River Radio, well, of course, Dr. Hill's got it, but he leads the whole thing. But we have Rand Owen, Gene Andrews, and myself, we all have awards from League of the South. And I tell you what, I'm tingled with pride knowing that, Dr. Hill. I really do. But
you certainly are deserving of it, as are the others who received the awards. And it's always my pleasure every year. One of the great most pleasurable things I do at the national conference is to hand out those awards to people who have worked so hard for the cause of Southern liberty and for the preservation of the Southern people and the white race. And you certainly are in that category of warriors, sir.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hill. I tell you what I'm really waiting on. I was telling Dr. Hill during the break, I've been handing out these papers out. You have to see these houses. I'm not kidding you. They're huge. People have golf carts to go like up to the mailbox and stuff. In the middle of the city of Memphis, they're like English estates. I keep trying to think of the name of this area they call it. They have their own private guards, police patrolling the place all the time. They give you the evil eye. But all I'm doing is passing out papers. But, Dr. Hill, I keep waiting. I hope if I can hit one of these fat cats, maybe two, I would love to send you a check for $1 million, and it would come from that area code. If you get something like that from that area code, all I want to know is that I was there, that the bombardier put that paper on the porch, and some patriot that had the guts to do it and wasn't afraid of being a white man would support the League of the South. God knows we need the money. That's for damn sure.
Well, I'll tell you what. We need to be approaching people with money, and we also need to be approaching our middle and working class folks out there, because they need what we have to offer. They need some hope for the future, and they need a plan for getting themselves out from under this globalist nightmare that is emanating from places like D.C., New York City, from Brussels, from London, from Tel Aviv, all of these places, godforsaken places, that are trying to take over and impose upon God's creation here a satanic vision for the future. And listen, our middle class and our working class, please don't forget them. They need to hear this message too. Even though they might not be able to donate but $20 or $25, we need their support, because they have the numbers. And we are going to win this victory not only with resources like money, but with numbers of loyal people who have just gotten fed up to the point that they said enough is enough. And we're going to join together with our compatriots, and we're going to affect change, and we're going to make these world tyrants tremble in their boots at the very thought of us rising up and reclaiming our freedom and our prosperity.
Absolutely. You know, matter of fact, my next operation, when I get my next shipment of the Free Magnolias, it's going to be, I'm not going to give up on the rich folks, but I'm going to put the majority of my efforts out to the, I know every neighborhood in here within 30 miles. I've lived here all my life. And even over across the river into West Memphis, Arkansas. You're totally right. To quote Danny Thomas, who came here in 1962 and opened up St. Jude Hospital, people say, what the hell's that got to do with Blood River, with the League of the South, Free Magnolia? It has this to do. Danny Thomas said he'd rather have, his goal was to get 1 million people donating $1 on a regular basis. He said he'd much, much rather have that than to have one man donating $1 million. Probably because if you piss that one man off, you've lost all your stuff. But then also,
well, that is true. That's true. But the best situation is to have both.
Amen. And you know what, Dr. Hill, you mentioned the decaying cities. I can remember, of course, I grew up in a bad, bad neighborhood. But most of Memphis, which people could leave their doors unlocked. Let me give you a feeling of what's been going on here in Memphis. We have the crime is off the scale. Like I was telling Rand earlier, I talked to him earlier today. I said, we have a black lesbo police chief in Memphis. We have a black county mayor, a black sheriff. We have, now we have a white, but he's a Negro wannabe city mayor. He's a lifetime member of the NAACP. That'll tell you something about that dude. We have a black superintendent of Shelby County Schools. Black, it's black. And they are, I heard a black radio host the other day, Dr. Hill, just bitching because, oh, our school system is in failure. These people, they had a valedictorian of Tresvant High School. I know right where it is. Black teeny bopper come out of there, and she couldn't even make the basic, the lowest grade. I graduated from University of Memphis, and I'm proud of it. But, I mean, you're not talking, you know, Princeton or Harvard or MIT. And being Memphis and a Tennessee resident, you know, I didn't knock it out of the park when I took the test, but I passed. And they're having to send her to remedial grammar. I mean, she can't even speak, Dr. Hill. And that's what they're turning out. And they're bitching and blaming it on people in Memphis, on, you know, white people. But going along with that same line, my friend, I've known him, he used to be one of our co-hosts, Lee Cochran. He's really, really bad off. I really worry about him. I've had to take him to the doctor. I had to take him to two doctor's appointments Friday. But Baptist Hospital, which is a jewel in Memphis in the medical system, and I took him over there. And in broad daylight last week, broad friggin' daylight, and this is a relatively wealthy area, and it was just, of course, I know you'll be shocked, it's a black. They come in there and hijack people, pull a gun, and start shooting them at them in broad daylight, Dr. Hill. And every single city in the world, the staff by Democrats, these Satan-worshipping Democrats and these Negroes. Anytime you have Negroes leading anything, it's just going to be a Charlie Foxtrot.
Well, for the most, you know, what you see here is the savagery that is endemic, has always been endemic wherever these people have been in charge. And our ancestors back in the 1930s and 40s and 50s, even into the 60s, of course, they were trying to tell everybody, look, integration and the mixing of the races is going to pull down the white race, and it's not going to do a damn thing for the black race. Well, sure enough, they've been right in spades. So, I'm waiting for all these liberals out there to apologize to all of us Southerners, because we've been right about this race issue thing from the very get-go.
You got that right. You know, I heard one old fella say that mixing integration like that is like putting a little piece of dog poop into a gallon of ice cream. He said it screws up the ice cream and it doesn't help the dog poop any at all. And so I think that's a good analogy.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, God created me to be a white man, and I am thankful to him that he did it. And I will always be proud of who he created me to be, and I will never apologize to anybody for being a white man. In fact, I look at the accomplishments of my race, and I have no problem in saying that the civilization that we've created, otherwise known as Western Christian civilization or Christendom, that we've created, you know, extending all the way back to Greece and Rome and to the Parthians and Scythians, you know, in other parts of the world who sometimes get neglected. We have created the greatest civilizations that the world has ever known. And there's certainly nothing to apologize about. We need to be proud of our accomplishments, but we also need to thank God that he has created us to be his people and has blessed us with so many blessings, tangible and intangible. And that's the way you, if you're a white man, you handle this. You don't walk around being ashamed of who God created you to be. But again, at the same time, you don't walk around thinking that you created yourself. You know, you thank God for making you who you are and for giving you the ability to do the accomplishments that you have. That's how a proper white man thinks about this in relation to God, I think.
We got to go to another break, Dr. Hill. Hold on. People, we'll be right back. And I'm going to mention Martin Luther when we come back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The body of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was returned to his home in Tokyo on Saturday. Abe was in Western Japan Friday on the stump for a fellow member of his party when he was fatally shot by a man who assumed that Abe was a part of an organization he resented. Mourners in Tokyo lowered their heads as the hearse carrying Abe's body drove by. There will be a new leader in Sri Lanka as that country's prime minister steps down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. No word if the president was inside of the home. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A new law in Arizona will restrict how police are recorded come September. The state's Republican Governor Doug Ducey signed the measure this week. Its sponsor, Republican State Representative John Kavanaugh, is former law enforcement. He defended the proposal earlier this year on News Nation.
You're focused on the person you're arresting. If somebody suddenly starts to walk up to you, especially from behind, you don't know if it's an ordinary citizen filming you or an accomplice or friend of the person you're arresting who's going to assault you.
Violators will be charged with a misdemeanor. The measure was opposed by civil rights and media groups. It goes into effect in September. Elon Musk wants to untweet the deal he made with Twitter for $44 billion 3 months ago. An SEC filing includes a letter from one of his lawyers writing that the social media company has not responded to Musk's request for information concerning fake or spam accounts. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, dear Blood River Radio family, I've got to tell you something. I forgot the first part of the hour. I started to wait until Gene comes on, but I can tell Gene about this letter. We got this letter. There's another fellow from Utah. I mean, right under Sam's nose, man. It says, Dear Eddie, I found out some history you and Gene may be interested in. Gene is like PhD, magna cum laude, summa cum laude, when it comes to anything Confederacy. You and Gene may be interested in. It is about President Jefferson Davis. I found this out while watching a railroad documentary. It turns out that Jefferson Davis has some history here in Utah. Jeff Davis worked as a government railroad surveyor in the 1830s. He was instrumental in surveying some of the routes for the original Transcontinental Railroad. At the time, it was not known where the Transcontinental Line would run. He surveyed the line that went through Provo Canyon in the 1830s. However, they decided not to use that line for the Transcontinental Route. What is interesting is that he came to Utah to survey in the 1830s before the pioneers came here in 1847. He said, thank you for your inspired work and great show, Jeff. So thank you, Jeff, and thank you especially for mentioning Gene. Gene, when he speaks about anything Confederacy, I just keep my mouth shut because I don't want to make an idiot out of myself. Let's see, I got a little note here. Oh, yeah, Ryan's on the road. Hey, thank you, Cam. Thank you for sending me that message. Anyway, I think, Dr. Hill, I was going to cover I'm going to mention this one thing. Get two things, and we'll bring. I think Rand wants to comment. Janet Yellen, and the Jew owned. Make no mistake, a Jew owned 100% Jew group of private banks totally control the so-called currency here in the United States. Everybody and his mom that listens to this show, I'm sure they know more about that than I do. But she just recently announced, I've heard on a pretty good, somebody I rely on, that she said they're getting ready to go ahead and kill off the rest of what's left of the dollar. And they're going to go to this cryptocurrency because, you know, this cryptocurrency like Bitcoin is probably just taking off like a rocket, they say. Well, she's going to do that. And see, people, we have to stop that. There's no measure we should recoil from. We have to stop that. Because once they give you this cryptocurrency, take your dollar away and give you a little card, then you're going to be just like the Chinese over there in Red China. If your social credit score dips below a certain level, they're going to cut you off. You won't be able to buy gas, grocery, anything like that. Have you heard anything about that, Dr. Hill?
Yes, I have, and I'm extremely alarmed about it. If this what's called a central bank digital currency replaces the dollar, then you are going to be a slave just because of the reasons you mentioned, Eddie. They can seize every asset that you have in your bank account, shut it down, and you can't go anywhere. They can limit you in the use of it to, say, a radius of 5 miles of your house. You know, you get 5 miles away from your house, it's no good anymore. So they can basically keep you in one place. They can track you everywhere you go. There will be no cash transactions. Every transaction will be monitored in time and space. That means they always know where you are. They always know what you're buying and selling. They always know what you have. But most importantly, if you don't behave right, that is, you don't believe what they want you to believe and act on it, then they cut you off. Listen, there's one place that all your listeners need to go. It's called Solari, S-O-L-A-R-I, Solari.com. It's our friend Catherine Austin Fitz's site. She knows more about this question than anybody I know, and I encourage you to go to Solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com, and listen to what Catherine Austin Fitz has to say about this central bank digital currency. It will scare you into action, and if you accept this, you're accepting slavery, literally. So this should be the line that you don't let them cross.
That's right, and when I say we have to do what the hell it takes to stop that, people, Dr. Hill is right. If we accept that, we're going into slavery, and I'll add, we deserve it. If good white men...
We deserve it, exactly.
Yes. If good white men can't stand up against this Jewish, this Satan worshiping, against their sons, against the sons of the father of the devil, and we know who they are, go read your Bible about that. It's all through the Bible, specifically in St. John 8:44. Go and read the entire chapter of John, the 8th chapter, and you'll see what we're talking about. But they want to put us in slavery. They want to kill people like Dr. Hill, like Rand, like me, like Mark, like you people listening to this show. They want you friggin' dead. That's what they want. And it's not going to stop. It's right out of the pit of hell. I want to mention one more thing. I don't usually do this. I don't usually cover this many things. And then we'll bring Rand in and sit, see what he has. Rand always has good comments. Dr. Hill, have you read, I've been keeping up, Nancy, I call her my big sister, she sent me this thing talking about the Israelis shooting. They shot up, I forgot how many more reporters trying to cover the atrocities over there, the terror and the murder, the rampage that they're committing against the Palestinians. And people, there's, believe it or not, there were some Christians, there were a good bit of Christians in Palestine before these stinking Jews came in there in 1948. Well, actually, they came in there before that, but everything was cool. The Christians and the Jews and Muslims, mostly the Muslims, they got along together. But now that the Jews are over there running Israel, the same people that took down the Liberty, the same people that took down the towers, the Twin Towers, the same people that they bring in the scum, Hollywood, the banks, on and on and on. You could list the scum forever. They get by with shooting these reporters, Dr. Hill. They get by with doing any damn thing we want to because they look at these people like these Southern Baptists. When I say Southern Baptists, I mean that covers all these United, et cetera, churches, you know, that are Judeo-Christian. That's like saying you're a virgin whore. But anyway, they can do anything. And they look at these people and say, we're going to kill your sons, do anything we want to, and you're not going to do anything about it for two reasons. One thing, you worship us, but you think we're the chosen people. And also, we own your Congress and your Senate lock, stock, and barrel all the way down to the state level. How about that, Dr. Hill?
Well, of course, everybody knows that Jew money and influence in this country is way out of proportion to their 2% of the population. And worldwide, it's even more minuscule than 2%. But these people control the institutions of the modern world largely. And they are pushing their own agenda. And it's an anti-white agenda. It's in fact, it's a white genocide agenda. And the sooner our people realize that these people are, if they're chosen of the devil, not of God, the sooner our Christian brothers and sisters out there realize that they've been had. They've been fed, sold a bill of goods on this Jew question thing, and they need to learn the truth about it, because if they don't, they're going to wake up one of these days and find themselves enslaved by the same people that they've been worshiping. And this financial web that they're weaving here with the central bank digital currency is central to it. I mean, this is part of their great reset, their build back better slogan. Think about that. They've torn down the world that you know, and now they're going to hand you something in which you are a slave, and you'll be happy about it. You'll, as the old saying goes from the World Economic Forum, you know, by 2030, you'll own nothing and you'll be happy. So that's not a future I want to see, and it's Jews that are behind it. Everybody knows that who's looked at this situation. Christian, Baptist, Church of Christ, Methodist, Presbyterians, Episcopalians out there, they all need to get, you know, look up and see the light here, as it were, and see what's really going on out there.
They were petrified. They were absolutely petrified to even say anything negative about a Jew, because it's kind of like a superstition with them. I don't get it, but they're right. It's always a Jew. It's always a Jew. It's always Jews all the time, to paraphrase or quote Dave Gaharry. I mean, if you look behind, there's always the damn Jews. It's always been that way. But Dr. Hill is right. And I would love to get this Catherine Austin Fitz on. If we can get her on, Dr. Hill, maybe you can interview her. But we'll try to see if we can get her on. She'll come on. A lot of people won't come on our show because we get a little bit too hot for them, I think.
Well, she goes on a lot of shows, and I've known her. I haven't talked to her lately, but she spoke at a League of the South event.
Wow.
For us back, I think, you know, about 20 years ago or so. She was or is good friends with our former board of director, Franklin Sanders, who's a hard money guy up in Tennessee.
I know him.
Well, there. Yeah, a lot of people know Franklin, and I met Catherine through Franklin, but she really is sharp and well-informed on these issues, and she needs to be listened to. She knows what's coming from these people.
Well, Dr. Hill, if we get her on, I would love to have you to interview her.
And yeah, I'd be happy to.
That's what we'll have to do. I hear the music. When we come back, we'll get old Ren in here and let him throw his two cents where he's just a good old rock hard country, good Southern boy. Be right back, folks, and we'll bring old Ren in as soon as we get right back.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Venus is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, we got a new guy coming here. Y'all know him as Rand Owen, but his real name is the Alabama Lone Wolf. And I tell you what, he kicks butt and takes names. Mostly he just kicks butt and just, he don't bother with names. How you doing tonight, Alabama Lone Wolf?
I'm blessed, Eddie. How are y'all, gentlemen? Greetings to y'all.
No, thank you, Rand. Appreciate it. Doing very well. Thanks.
Rand, anytime y'all, I have you and Dr. Hill on, I'm doing great. And I'm going to shut up. I want you and Dr. Hill to take us out.
Well, y'all covered a lot of ground, you know, talking about Janet Yellen. You know, just recently, it's been a couple of weeks back, you know, she even chimed in on the gun control issue. I think that's out of her category. And this Blinken guy, I heard at the top of the hour listening to the show, you know, he's criticizing the most recent thing about Blinken is he's criticizing the Russian ambassador for storming out of the most recent meeting that they had. But can you imagine how these Russians feel coming into these meetings? I know y'all understand what I'm saying about that. But something Dr. Hill said, and I heard him, first of all, Eddie, I am proud of you for being
I'm proud
so,
of you.
And I know you kind of emphasized about the word proud and pride, but I'm proud of you for being so proud of those rewards that are given out.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for it.
So
thank you so much, brother.
I wanted to say that. But something that I heard Dr. Hill say several, I don't want to say many years because, you know, we don't want to say too many years, but something that I heard Dr. Hill say several years ago was about this civilization, imagining this civilization as a table, a magnificent hand-carved table, fit for kings. And it was our people that made that table possible. But now, today, we have to beg for a place at that table.
And I'm glad you mentioned that.
I mean,
go ahead, Red.
No, I just want to say that resonates so much through me.
I'd like to comment to back up what you said. Oh, go ahead, Dr.
Go ahead. I
was just going to say that that speaks to the sad state of our people when we are actually begging for a seat at the table, a table that our ancestors created for us. And here we are begging aliens and foreigners for a seat at that table. Now, let me tell you, I think in Deuteronomy chapter 28, the Lord tells us exactly what's going to happen to us if we turn our face away from him. And that's one of them. Aliens shall rule over you. And that's what we're seeing today. And we all act like we're surprised about it. But if we know the Bible, we shouldn't be. And what we should be trying to tell our people that they need to do first and foremost is get on their knees and repent and to look at God and say, we need you to be our God, and we want to be your people once again. Heal our land and put these aliens out of our midst and give us this table back that you so blessed our ancestors with.
I got chills now, Dr. Hill. I'm going to chime in with to back up what you said and what Rand said. When we moved in this house, Halloween Day of 1980, there was Lily White. There wasn't a black or Hispanic, whatever you want to call them, within probably 5 miles. And now, if you come out of my house, I told Rand this today, I got to hurry up and get y'all back in. If you come out of my house, if you look to the left, the first house to the left is there. It's inhabited by an army of people from a South American country. I told Rand about that. Anyway, South American country. If you look to the right, is a woman from Colombia who's living with a man from Mexico. This entire area around here is just black. Brown, mostly brown. They run the blacks out that were coming to come in here. Anywhere in Memphis, anywhere you go in Memphis is like that. I'm going to tell you something else. If you go anywhere in Memphis, Tennessee, if you go to Wendy's, McDonald's, Walmart, if you go to the post office, the light gas water company, the universities of Memphis, anywhere, anybody that's got a job. By the way, it was Honduras, the name of those people. Thank you, Brenda. The Hondurans. Then they can't speak a lick of English, and they will look at you and laugh. And say, I don't know what you're saying. It's like they're looking like you're in their damn country. Anybody that's got a job in Memphis, Tennessee, they're all color. They're all black. We're being displaced. And y'all know, shut up with this. And these so-called, these self-hating Negro wannabe, these Negro worshiping whites, they'll say, they got this conspiracy theory displacement and replacement conspiracy theory. That's a crock. I'm glad you brought that up, Rand. And you too, Dr. Hill. The Bible is coming true in right now in front of our eyes, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, of course it is. We act like God's chastisements somehow don't apply to us because we're Americans. You know, that only applies to other places, you know, in the past. But we're God's people, and we're under God's chastisement right now, and rightly so. The best thing we can do, as I said, is get on our knees and repent and plead with him to be our God once again and to let us be his people and to forgive us of our many sins and shortcomings. And to get back on our feet and seize that table back from the people who have usurped it, because it's rightfully ours. It's a blessing from God, and we have despised the blessing. Now, I don't blame him for being a little bit angry with us for despising such a great blessing that he has given to us as a people.
What do you say about that, Rand?
Well, you know, most are just going to say, God bless America. But why would he bless it? Why would he?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
yeah, that's a good question, man. Why would he?
And I see this local deputy, well, it's Bibb County, I think, but he got killed in the line of duty recently. And I saw these pictures that somebody had posted with all this draped with this American flag. And I can't help but wonder why wouldn't it be more fitting to have the great banner of Alabama draped over that boy? I mean,
that's right.
People got to turn loose of America. But I'd say, I know we're running out of time, but I just want to say, because y'all brought up scripture, but Jeremiah 31:17 said, and there is hope in thine end, saith Yahweh. that the children shall come again to their own border. What a day that.
Absolutely.
What a day.
What a day.
What, Dr. Hill, is this country going to be totally destroyed in your opinion? And we'll have to, is there any way that the remnant ran, like they call them, the remnant, what's your forecast on that, Dr. Hill?
Oh, I think the system is in the first stages of crashing right now, and it's becoming more and more apparent to people every day. And I'm glad to see the system going down because it needs to be replaced. May God grant His people the courage and wisdom and insight to build something better from the wreckage of this civilization, because it's going down, and deservedly so. So I'm optimistic in the long run. There's going to be a lot of pain and suffering as this thing falls. But, hey, that's just the way things go. And you know, we do the best we can to prepare for stuff like this and try to get out of the way of whatever's crumbling, you know, and then get out there and by the grace of God, rebuild something. But I'm optimistic that this system is going to come down, because it's a system built on lies and evil, and has been for the last 100 years, at least, maybe the last 150. So I'll be glad to see it fall, but I want to see something better built in its place for us and for our children and grandchildren to live in freedom and prosperity.
Well, Dr. Hill, here's something that we all know. Mr. Buddy sent me, and you wrote this. It says, own reform. This is written by Dr. Hill, the one and only Dr. Hill. Reforming the United States will not work for one simple reason. Those most in need of reform control all the institutional avenues to reform. The presidency, the Congress, the courts, the bureaucracy, the banks, the media, the educational system, etc. They will not allow themselves to be reformed out of their power, position, and wealth. It's that simple, really. And so, Dr. Hill, you know what? We are going to have to bring this system down. There's no reform in it. I agree with that wholeheartedly. To quote Patrick Henry, if that be treason, then by God, let's make the best of it.
Absolutely, sir. We are doing this for ourselves and our posterity, just like our ancestors did. And there is no shame in that. There is no treason in that. In fact, that is obedience to God, being disobedient to tyrants, as it was once said. So, you know, let us move forward with this, and let us do it with happy hearts, knowing that this is what God wants, the destruction of evil in a country that He wants blessed, particularly in this Southland of ours, which has been doubly blessed. We need to take it back and make it a place fit for Southerners, white men and women, to live in and to rule in once again.
Dr. Hill, do something we've only done once or twice before. We've only got a minute or two. If you will, you've got me really fired up. Would you take us out in prayer, Dr. Hill?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Let's pray again, folks. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that You will bless our time together today and the words we've spoken. Let them come to willing ears, and let those willing ears turn what we have said today into good action. And we pray this for everyone who is out there today and subsequent days, trying to get the truth out, trying to awaken our people, and trying to get them to do their duty. In fact, Father, I pray that You will give us the wherewithal to do our duty and to do it well, and to do it in the name and for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, the one and only Dr. Hill, my friend, Rand's friend. Thank you so much, Rand. We've run out of time. But, Rand, I'll be calling you real soon. If you can call me, Dr. Hill, keep in touch, please. And thank you again, Dr. Hill, for blessing our show twice today. People, you've heard it. You've heard the one and only Dr. Hill. You've heard Rand. Hang on to your seats. We're getting ready to transition into the second hour. We're going to pick up the bitter ender himself. He's cleaned the blood off his sword. And Miss Monica Schaefer, Miss Braveheart. Be right back, folks. Hang on to your seats.